Now, yes.
Can I ask a question about that language?
Absolutely.
This particular motion?
This particular motion?
Yeah, well, I mean, you just cited CPB funding, and my question is...
Oh, that.
Money for CPB is already budgeted, so what are we pulling it out of in order to... I mean, that's my question is, what operationally at each station is going to be, you know, defunded so that we can fund these positions? Because that money is already, you know, allocated.
Ray, can I speak to that?
Yeah, sure.
Well, basically, you know, what the resolution called for, William, was for the national office to develop a multi-pronged fundraising approach, and that one of the things they would look at is that designated funding doesn't offer any specifications about what would be cut or not. The point was for the national office to look at it and make determinations about it, see what flexibility existed around it.
The Finance Committee has in front of it about 8 potential funding streams. I would think that CPB funding is money that would be tapped for 2005-06, not for 2004-05.
Yeah, this is clearly a long-term proposal, and it says further resolve that whenever possible, funds for this purpose, meaning funding the Western Nationality program, also shall be provided from the minority station designation entitlement plan from the CPB. So it is flexible as to how exactly it's used, but it definitely, as I said earlier, considers that since the money is given specifically because of the presence of minorities, so-called, in those areas, that they would involve it in considering funding for those programs.
Okay.
Okay. So if we go to the proposed motion on national coordinators for policy on race, nationality, and oppression. Now, the second after the first paragraph, which says this is a proposed expansion. After the first paragraph, that just indicates that the new parts are bold-faced. There's one sentence which I should have written, and I didn't put that there. Maybe the secretary will put it, which is to delete a sentence that's supposed to appear below, and it corresponds to what we just mentioned before. About the roles are divided for the coordinators. After 1, 2, 3, it says one position will cover the West Coast and Houston station, and the other the East Coast station. Now, after that, the original had written in there the coordinators will jointly respond to the needs of the Houston station, meaning that the way it was conceived of originally. One person was going to take care of New York, and the other person was going to take care of the West Coast stations, of New York and D.C. And then both of them both coordinators would work on Houston. So that we would have to recommend to the National Board that this particular item, which is not appearing in front of you, I don't know why, but which reads, I have it here, the coordinators will jointly respond to the needs of the Houston station, be deleted. Because what we're proposing instead is the Finance Committee's suggestion that it be divided into 50% work and 0.50 and 0.75. Okay, so once we move beyond that, and again, I hope people get a chance to read it because otherwise it's a little bit overwhelming. It says first that the executive director shall immediately begin a search for a pair of part-time national coordinators. So obviously this had to be delayed until financing was made available. Otherwise we would have individuals we couldn't afford to hire. And then it goes into the qualifications of those individuals. Experienced organizers in areas of anti-racism, knowledge of non-commercial media, experience and knowledge of various oppressed communities. So now what we have added below that, it continues further resolve that the coordinators will. And in adding, in listing these individuals with disability, it says small a, monitor implementation of the race and nationality policy and other non-discrimination and inclusion policies. Now, everything that follows here, beginning little b until little f, all that was added.
That's not exactly correct, Ray. A number of these items were in the original policy that passed through the PNB. The additions are B, E,
I'm sorry, you're right. C, D, and E also were already part of, yes, sorry.
No, E has some expansion in it. So there are new parts in E. B is new. And J is new.
Yes. Well, I was looking at the old language, and what I saw there were that B. So basically what we have added, what we are suggesting, what this resolution is adding to the job description is that as appropriate, these individuals would consult with the general managers, program directors, national program director, which we know wasn't hired yet, so once the individual is hired, and the PNB program committee to develop policies on the PNB programming committee, I'm sorry, to develop policies toward implementation of the race and nationality in the arena of programming, and something that's definitely new, would sit on the PNB programming committee as ex officio non-voting members. And then the next one is already in the existing language, is perform necessary staff surveys. The following one, compile statistical data. Is everybody able to follow?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just trying to find the, here it is. Now, C, D, Rafael says, beg to differ, you're saying that C, D, and E were not part of the original languages?
Well, part of E was part of the original. There is a differential, though, in that there's a broadening of the description of the grievance policy as it pertains to the national, race and nationality coordinators. So that the second paragraph is new.
Yes, you mean beginning with the determination on grievances.
Yes, the first sentence, offer a supplementary channel to any existing mechanism for grievances on the basis of race, nationality, and other areas of discrimination was in the original. And that was expanded to read further that determinations on grievances by the national coordinator shall be transmitted to the stations through the executive director. In the event that the executive director or national coordinator shall disagree on a determination, the ad hoc national committee of inclusion shall offer a recommendation on the issue to the PNB, and the PNB shall make a final determination.
Yeah. Are people able to follow the, so that I read up to B, that which ended with non-voting members, C was part of the original language, perform necessary staff surveys, D, compile statistical data, and the first part of E is part of the original language, which reads, offer a supplementary channel to any existing mechanism for grievances on the basis of race, nationality, and other areas of discrimination. Meaning that besides the typical way to handle grievances, there would be an additional channel available if the grievances were based on or claimed to be based on race, nationality, and other areas of discrimination. Now, the new language says determination of grievances by the national coordinators shall be transmitted. So basically, it's addressing the process. Shall be transmitted to the stations through the executive director. And in the event that the executive director and the national coordinator disagree on the determination, the ad hoc national committee of inclusion shall offer a recommendation on the issue to the PNB. And the PNB shall make a final determination.
The only other language of this new Ray is J, promote audience development of listener sponsors of color. Other than that, it's just as the PNB referred it to the CLI.
Yes. Any comment? Actually, there's one more part that's added. The last paragraph there says further resolve that the ad hoc national COI will screen and recommend candidates for these positions to the executive director. So again, these are changes that give this particular committee more of a voice. For example, the part I read earlier about grievances, it says that that if there's a disagreement between these national coordinators and the executive director, that they cannot agree on a grievance having to do with nationality and race and so on, that besides whatever process might exist otherwise, that in this case it would come to this committee first, and that we would make recommendation to the PNB, and the PNB would make final decision. And at the end, after it says further resolve that the ad hoc national COI will screen and recommend candidates for these positions to the executive director, and again it strengthens, it makes the process more likely to give, you know, to get a hearing. So what it adds, it says that a contested termination of a national coordinator, meaning that if the executive director terminates one of those two individuals, that this issue should be referred to this committee so that this committee can present a recommendation to the PNB.
There's reason for that, obviously, and that is that, that some of these issues can be very controversial, and the persons involved. I mean, we originally hoped to have some kind of ombuds position with respect to this, and we didn't think that, that would win approval, but we do feel that, that the national coordinator should be offered some kind of protection, because occasionally they're going to be called upon to make decisions that could be controversial.
Any comment? By the way, I apologize for playing such an active role as a chair pro tem. It's just that since I was playing the role of convener and I was making some new proposals, as you can see, it does require that kind of detailed discussion. Any suggestion as to how we should proceed?
Well, are you uncomfortable sitting in that position but also presenting things?
Well, I'll be more comfortable if I presented him and let's say Rafael, let's say, got to argue it, and then I could also argue it.
Step into the position of chair if you'd like, if that would be more comfortable for you, just during the specific motions that you want to put forth.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
So again, if I may, I'm chair.
Oh yeah, go for it.
I realize that this is a lot, and I know that we had two previous meetings that we didn't make, and that theoretically, this information was sent twice before. But I know myself, as I just said earlier, that I haven't looked at the work that has been done by KPFT and GOSI and the committee last year. Always been highly recommended. So I can very easily imagine that even though this was sent twice before, that people are not necessarily familiar with it.
I'm sorry, Rick.
Yeah, and actually to look at it carefully really requires using more than one document, different documents, and going back and forth and so on. But the idea with most of the changes, I said the first change was to delete the section that says our coordinators would jointly respond to the needs of Houston. So that's a no-brainer. Then once you go into the substance of the job description, it adds a little bit as a process of consultation that was not there before in the job description, where that individual, actually it's like, you know, he's playing the role we're playing. He's a link between the general managers and program directors and the national program director when they do hire that individual. And the national programming committee, so that this is not taking place in a vacuum, so that we're doing something on a natural level, truly. And the feeling was that this was not there before, and that we should introduce that element. And that, now we have the choice of accepting the whole package, of modifying it, removing some of the functions, and that individual would also sit as an ex officio non-voting member those individuals, sorry, of the National Programming Committee, so that again that committee could know what's going on that level, and vice versa. And basically, what's left is in terms of what Rafael described as because really, we're tackling here some issues that have emotional components that people find difficult to let go of and so on. So to ensure that there would be no undue retribution, the second part of little E, beginning with determination on grievances, again gives a role to this committee making a recommendation to the PNB in case there's a serious disagreement over grievance. And at the bottom, offers a similar protection to the coordinators themselves.
Now, what part is that offers it to the coordinators themselves?
This is the last part that says further resolved at the bottom of the page.
Yes.
That the ad hoc national COR will screen and recommend candidates for this position.
Okay.
And it says that a contested termination.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I ask if, this is lastly, if there are any questions? I see this position, for instance, the outreach part of this falls very clearly in line with what Lonnie's been saying about needing to cultivate audiences of color with the aging boomer population. And in doing that, it may well be a self-sufficient position.
I'd
say in cultivating audiences of color, the position may actually be self-sufficient. It may pay for itself in new membership.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a real possibility here between the programming aspect and the outreach itself. I don't know that this would necessarily be a lost position. I can say I've heard objections that we need a human resources person. I want to point out to this committee that that position is already funded. It's not a question of that position or this position. It hasn't yet been filled, but it's in the budget. So it's not a financial trade-off.
That's good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any other questions on this issue? Or further discussion? Are we interested then in moving toward a vote on the motion?
I would move to vote on the motion.
Seconded.
Okay, are there any objections? Hearing none, we shall move to a vote. And since I'm wearing two hats right now as chair and secretary, I guess I'll call the roll. So I'm assuming, Ray, since you've stepped out of chair, that you will be voting on this and not I? Correct?
Can a chair of the committee vote?
Question.
I don't mean to talk to you about process, but I always thought a chair of a committee could vote.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So chair of a committee can vote.
Okay. You all obviously are more versed in this than I. Okay. Well, then, why don't we go ahead and go down the list. Ngozi?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
William?
I have to say I don't know the motion right now. I'm sorry. I had to step off the call for a second.
Okay. And Julie is a yes. So the motion carries with 3 yeses and 1 abstention. Okay, moving on, was there another motion that you were wanting to present?
If you look at the agenda, it's number 7.
I'm sorry, I'm getting back. Anti-racism and anti-oppression training, role of national COI.
Yes, and it's on the, is dealt with on page 4, the following page.
Okay. Do you want to go ahead and read that, Ray?
Okay. This is pretty straightforward. I don't know if people want me to actually read the motion, or if I can just go over the change that we have proposed. The motion, maybe I'll read at least the relevant part, and I'm a bit worried because as I'm reading those things, I see that they all say, for example, at the bottom of this motion, it says, further resolve that all funding efforts must occur by September 30, 2005, and I'm cringe because I know we're so far from that. But I hope it inspires to know where we thought we could be. So this year involved again at some point it says that the national office shall develop a comprehensive strategy to develop a diverse funding base for the full implementation of the race and nationality policy. And I read that before, including grants, large donors, targeted donors, special mail.
Sorry, Ray, this is the anti-oppression and anti-racism training, the role of the NCOI.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Ah. Sorry. Sound like Saturday Night Live. Where did I put page 5 there? Sorry. Okay, here it is, sorry. It was short. It says resolve that the executive director, actually, I skipped, I thought it was the same, that line I didn't pay attention to.
Right, what this says is that the Ad Hoc National Committee of Inclusion shall establish standards for anti-oppression, anti-racism training to be used by executive director and committees of inclusion in recommending and choosing trainers.
But what I wanted to do first is very quickly describe what the actual board voted, the PNB motion said. And what it does is it asks the executive director to immediately implement a program for locally generated training in anti-racism, anti-oppression in the station, so that the program should be generated locally. Also, it says that this program be coordinated with the senior area committees of inclusion and a wide range of other interested parties. So this says that this training should include the notion of anti-racism and anti-oppression, rather than something based on maybe on psychology that says that people should be nice to each other. However, at least two reasons, we felt that we should add something to this to set up new standard, as Rafael was saying. One of the reasons is that as in talking to each other, we would use similar language so that we would have similar trainings, similar enough. I understand that that created some problem for KPFT because I believe you had some training existing already.
We have some planned currently. We've had some in the past.
Yeah, oh, I see. Okay. I believe that Teresa had mentioned that there was some existing structure. But the idea here is to keep the same process in place, but to add a role for this committee, the National Coordinating Committee, so that this committee would set up standards for this anti-racism, anti-oppression training. And that, as it says, to be used by the executive director and the local COIs. So it would show that once those standards are set by this committee, then they will be carried out by the local committees together with the executive director. I don't know if I'm missing anything. Rafael or Leslie?
And well, all it does obviously is create some kind of uniformity across the network in terms of what the standards are, that when the local COIs go out, the local boards go out to find diversity trainers, that they're getting people who are more or less in the same ballpark in terms of the terminology they're using, the understandings that are being generated, so that we have a common language across the network in which to talk about these questions when they arise.
Let me also point out to that this training will be the training for the PNB members, and when they come together, they certainly need a common language around this.
Yeah, this sounds very practical, and even with past training at KPFT, I don't see how it could be a problem, even with the current training that we're planning. You know, we can just, when this happens, we'll just get on board. Sounds great.
Yeah, this is Ray. I think that, Julie?
Yeah.
Can I go ahead?
Go for it.
Okay. I think that we probably should put some notion, at least if not in writing, in our own minds of moving with due speed in setting those standards. Because, for example, Bill Gallegos got on the call earlier thinking that at this level he would include local COI members, and he told me that at KPFK they were starting to look into you know, the components of setting up a training. So if we don't set up the standards immediately, then we'll be holding people back. And that's one thing that has clearly would be able to have the quickest impact on the reality at the different stations.
Yeah, and I think similar to what Ngozi has mentioned about tea, I mean, I don't really see this as being in conflict with what we're doing right now, but it definitely would help to set some kind of parameters and, like you said, standardize some of the stuff that's going on. Are there any other questions or additional questions or comments for Ray or around this motion?
Yeah.
Okay, hearing none, then I recommend that we move to a vote. One second. I'm trying to also take notes as we do this. All right, are there any objections?
Take the motion, if you don't mind.
Should I read it?
I was just asking if there were any objections to moving to a vote.
Oh, William said, can we restate?
I mean, there's no objection to that, no.
Oh, but why don't we go ahead and restate the motion? Ray, do you want to do that?
Yeah, well, the motion actually has an introductory segment, and then the main one. So it says, resolve that the Ad Hoc National Committee of Inclusion recommends that the PNB adopt the following motion to implement the earlier motion on training passed by the PNB. And this is the resolution itself. Resolve that the Ad Hoc National Committee of Inclusion shall establish standards for race, anti-racism and anti-oppression training to be used by the Executive Director and the Committees of Inclusion in recommending and choosing trainers. That's it.
Okay. So I guess I'll go ahead and call the roll. Sorry, I'm trying to keep track of this. So Ngozi?
Yes.
Okay, Ray?
Yes.
William?
Abstain.
And I'll vote yes. Okay, the motion carries 3 yeses and 1 abstention. Moving on to the next item of business is the race and nationality policy budget and fundraising plans.
Yes, that's what Raphael was alluding to earlier. Do you want to introduce it, Raphael?
I really think that Leslie, as the chair of the Finance Committee of the Pacific Anti-Racism Work Group, should take this.
Okay.
Frankly, I don't know. I don't have an agenda in front of me, so I don't know what's on the table. I can probably answer questions, but someone's going to have to... Are you looking at a specific budget?
Well, actually, we were going to, if things had done properly and the Finance Committee had executed what we had recommended to them. But can I, Julie?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Where do I have that? The specific language that we had, first, giving the background, the budgetary plan was for expenses and multiple stream of fundraising, the I just mentioned before, to support the race and nationality work. And it was passed in January 5, and it was referred to the National Office to work with the National Finance Committee. And the National Finance Committee made a recommendation on March 28. And as I said, at that point, the minutes from the last board meeting in LA were not available, so they work on an incomplete notion, which was that they believe that the only funding available would have been the day of National Day of Fundraising. And so that's partially why they came up with a rather very restricted salary and benefit package that we discussed earlier. So when the Finance Committee reported to the board in New York, and it became clear that they had acted, you know, only on partial information, they quite willingly accepted the notion that it appeared that they would agree that the salary proposals were low and that they would definitely take it at their next meeting. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, the discussion will not take place until May the 10th. So at this point, I guess the most we could do would be to discuss what our proposals were vis-à-vis what the decision that they, you know, some of the proposals they actually made.
I think you've already outlined their proposal for coordinator.
Yes.
They did not fund the race and nationality programming. They did not fund anti-racism, anti-oppression training. They rolled the race and nationality programming into the Spanish language newscast, and they did not fund the Blue Ribbon Commission, which you guys are charged with coming up with. The Blue Ribbon Commission doesn't need much, but it does certainly need an expense account for telephoning, copying, researching. So I don't have their specific figures in front of me. I do have our recommendations. But their plan, because of the lack of minutes, I suppose, is pretty incomplete. And they didn't start funding all of this until the 2005-06 fiscal year, in contradiction to the PNB's wishes that this be funded immediately or as soon as possible through multiple streams. They also based their package entirely on on-air fundraising, which I think all the stations right now are concerned about donor fatigue as far as on-air fundraising goes. We have a proposal in front of them that reduces the on-air fundraising to, I think their recommendation was $200,000. We've reduced it to $75,000 and proposed whatever the remainder of our budget is, comes from other funding sources, including major donors, progressive foundations, and some other mechanisms that we came up with Phil Osegueda, who works up at the national office on these sorts of projects.
So this is where, can I interrupt for a second? If people want to follow some of that, this is part of the last email I sent. That when you see it, you can see it's from Mike Martin, and the two of them, and the one Les is alluding to is a feasibility program. Feasibility. Ooh, sorry.
National call.
Sorry. Let me turn off my phone. So if anybody wants to look at it, now in it also Mike outlined some items that I had not mentioned. So besides what I mentioned, he also had listed $1,000 for search, $2,000 for office support, and $10,000 for travel for both individuals for the year. Now in terms of meeting the projection of funding for this year, at especially the way the board had recommended, I've spoken to him today, and he says that because he's so far behind, he doesn't know if they can actually do it, but that his personal recommendation will be that there's some funding available, so that, because as Leslie says, I don't know, I wish Leslie had gone more slowly over the different items that need to be funding and how it would work exactly.
I can certainly step back and do that. If you want me to do that now.
I think that would be a good idea.
Okay, there are five prongs to the Race and Nationality Committee. One is the National Coordinators, which you just approved. The other is a Race and Nationality Program to be done by a volunteer collective across the network and to focus on issues of oppression. Another is the anti-diversity or anti-racism, anti-oppression training that you just talked about. The fourth prong is the Spanish language newscast that I think you're all familiar with. And finally, there is the Blue Ribbon Commission to look at issues around diversity in the elections and affirmative action across the network. Raphael, have I got that right?
That's right.
Okay. So I guess I should ask the group, are there any questions about those five pieces that Raphael and I can answer?
Well, I'm learning right now if there's a resolution. You know, I don't recall, honestly, Ray, Julie, Ngozi, William, what the PNB did with, when they referred this particular aspect of these things to the NCOI. Is there a resolution coming forward on the financing, Ray, for the NCOI?
Well, let me see. In terms of the budget, you mean?
Yes.
Well, as I said, it was... there were plans for expense and multiple streams of fundraising to support the Western Nationality work. It was passed January 5 by the PNB, and it was referred to the National. That's why I'm sorry Dan could not make it, because and some of it probably is unfair, considering how small that staff is, and that staff is asked to carry every aspect of, you know, initiating most of that stuff. But at this, the way it was done, it was referred to the National office to work with the Finance Committee and make recommendations. And as I said, those recommendations were made, and they were found to be, admittedly, by the chair, that they were found to be, you know, fell short of the desired goal for a variety of reasons.
Well, I guess the...
So that's where we stand at this point.
If I understand it correctly, Ray and Leslie, our purpose here would be to ask that the NCOI affirm the motion of the National Board calling for multiple funding streams, and that this be funded for the fiscal year 2005-06 by September 30th?
Well, if I may respond, actually, I had a proposal for this, but I people would have to decide whether, considering the situation now, whether it's realistic. Basically, what it did was to recommend that... Actually, it was for the training only, really. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I guess what I'm asking is, I mean, in the interest of time, if there's a point of resolution that we can come to around the financing, that would be appropriate. If there's resolution, or if we just are asking the NCOI to affirm the resolution of the PNB, and I'm not sure if the NCOI was mandated to do that by the PNB
or
not.
This is, I'm sorry, I found the resolution now. The resolution I had actually went towards setting up a deadline, and then we would have to decide now whether we still want to stick to it, even the Finance Committee is running behind. And for people who have this stuff in front of them, it's on page 3. It's actually the first proposed resolution, and it's called Proposed Resolution on Funding the Race and Nationality Policy. And it says, the funding of the race and nationality policy for the remainder of this fiscal year shall come from multiple streams, including but not limited to on-air fundraising. So it basically summarizes what's already in the PNB resolution. And the new stuff is that it says all aspects of the race and nationality policy shall be funded in this fiscal year for immediate implementation and be included in the budget of FY 2005-2006. So in a way, it would do what you're saying, Raphael, to reaffirm, and maybe we're going to want to change the language a little bit, maybe to cut them some slack, I'm not sure what people feel.
If I may suggest, if you don't go ahead with a funding plan for this year, it may well be January before any of these get implemented. Even if it isn't possible to put all of the funding plan into place in this fiscal year, I'd like to see the network make a commitment financially to seeing this 3-year-long proposal finally happen.
I think that's all pretty simple and straightforward, and maybe we should ask that a, you know, discussion be closed unless there's questions.
Julie, I had a question. Everybody sees that language, so we can It's, as I say, it's on page 3. It's called Proposed Resolution on Strengthening the Race and Nationality Policy. And number 1 is really just restating what's in more detail in the PNB resolution, just restating it, that it will... actually, it does say that it would happen at the, in the remainder of the year, and that it should, it would use multiple streams. By the way, I'm not against it at all. I was just looking at the language that says for immediate implementation.
I have a quick question. So is there currently, I mean, are folks putting together then a fundraising plan? I know the National Finance Committee is looking at, you know, whether or not they're going to even pass funding for some of these initiatives, but what about now in terms of implementation? I mean, should that be part of our work as the National COI to come up with the fundraising plan of how this is going to get funded? More specifically, I know we have some generalities that we'll do on-air fundraising and, solicited mailings and those types of things, but should we begin to put together, like, a plan and a timeline for executing on that stuff? Is that part of our charge and role?
Nominally, no. I mean, our job is to see to it that it does take place. As I said, it was referred. So that kind of coordination thing is supposed to be done by the national office. Obviously, that has not happened. And we know that, as I said, the finance committee was supposed to have reported in New York City on this plan already. So not only that didn't happen, and for some reason, I know they have met. This item didn't come up in the one or two meetings they've had since then. But I know that it's on the agenda. So
then maybe what one of us should do, and this is just a suggestion, maybe one of us from the NCOI should make sure to contact the chair of the National Fundraising Committee and work with them on a timeline of when we can have that plan.
You mean the National Finance?
Yeah, did I say Funding Committee?
You said Fundraising.
And Finance Committee. To then figure out, so that we can have a clear timeline, because I agree with Leslie, unless we start this now, we're going to come to January, and I think part of the argument could be at that point that, well, we didn't do any fundraising this past year, so we have no budget for it. I'm trying to figure out, like, what are the best steps to actually getting that plan created and then implemented, and if we're not the ones that are actually creating it, then who we need to pressure in order to get that done?
It was
clearly the finance committee. Sorry,
the finance committee.
Yeah, and as you said, Julie, I spoke to the chair today, and he promised me. He told me, guaranteed me that this item was on for the 10th, and they have another meeting set up for the 27th. So, but he expects that. The question, he was unsure whether, since we lost at least a month or more, probably 2 months, whether it was actually, they would be able to deliver. So as Rafael said earlier, maybe our role is to still ask that the original goal be considered.
That would make sense to me. What do folks feel?
I think we should move forward with it, and of course we know that this will just mean that we're looking for it to be implemented as soon as possible. So if we say immediate, it means to start, you know, continue to move forward now.
I'm back, Ray.
Oh, hi, how you doing?
Okay.
So I think we should call the question. We need to catch Ambrose up.
Yes.
On where we are.
Should I?
Go for it.
Okay, so at this point we voted on a few items. We voted an expansion of the role of the national coordinators. We endorsed the idea to recommend to the national board that the notion, the work for those individuals, instead of being 50-50, being 50% time for one individual responsible for BAI and WPFW, and 0.75 for another one responsible for the other three stations. In terms of salary, at this point, all was very narrow, because when the finance committee considered the question, they didn't realize that the national board had voted to include, as Leslie just said, as many as 8 different sources of funding. So they only considered one source, which was an on-air fundraising, and partially, at least because of that reason, they decided only to provide them with $20,000 base salary for the 50% time and $30,000 salary for the 75% time, and 30% of each one of the salaries for health benefits, which means $6,000 for the 50% time and $9,000 for the other one.
Can I make a comment?
Please.
I'm just going to be really quick. If I make this comment at every meeting that we have on this topic, and I'm kind of shot down, but I just feel that the level of detail that we're getting involved with the planning of these positions is, it makes the point of management useless. I trust that national office can figure out how much a salary needs to be and what percentage needs to be added for benefits. I'd rather not be spending time doing that. Either we should be spending time figuring out how we can fundraise for these positions, or spending time working on whatever the national office needs for us to make these positions happen. But I feel that we're spinning our wheels talking about these things that in the long run, we don't control. In the long run, the CFO is going to crunch numbers, and regardless of what we say, it's going to end up in a budget, and we're either going to approve it or not. So I'd really like to find out how we can move beyond the detailed discussions around the specific caveats of this and move around how we can either raise money for it or build energy behind it at each of the stations. And that's why I've been abstaining from a lot of the votes.
Can I answer that, Julie? Well, I agree with you to some extent. However, the PNB specifically said that the finance office would look at the issue, not just the national office, and take into account a variety of sources. So we're not necessarily trying to say, the reason we say it was not much is that if you want a national position, you want to do it properly. If you don't fund it, you won't have somebody, or you'll have somebody who won't be qualified. So we were just saying clearly, outside of that, more importantly, is that the NFC was specifically charged with doing it, and they have admitted that, looking at a variety of sources, and they have not done. And that's all. That's the thing that we're going to. And we assume that if they look at different sources, the revenues available would be higher, and therefore... And that's the same thing I feel that we should be making sure that as you said, some of the details would be worked out by them, but that if you're already truncating the process the way it's defined by the National Board, then you're going to wind up with a smaller project than you wanted to have. So anyway, for Ambrose, for this particular resolution we're looking at now, is a resolution that just simply really reaffirm the original position of the board that there will be some funding available this year. And in fact, in spite of the fact that because of what happened at the National Board meeting and whatever other stuff happened now, the Finance Committee is running behind on looking at those issues that we're commending, that the plans originally stated by the National Board be implemented immediately, and that the funds be included for this budget. That's essentially what this is.
So the Finance Committee hadn't done its job on this?
Well, do you remember that? Well, when they met with us in New York,
yeah,
it turned out that because they didn't have access to all the minutes, they only considered one form of financing, which was on air funding.
Have they dealt with it since the meeting in New York?
Well, they said they were going to, and for some reason they did not. I know they met, but they didn't deal with it. The chair told me that on the 10th of May they will deal with it.
Oh, okay.
So this motion was simply to... We commend that they look at it with an eye to actually making funds available this year so we can start. Particularly, I mean, there's a hierarchy among them in terms of time sequence. It can be argued that the National Commission can wait a bit longer because it's going to look at different issues in terms of bylaws and so on. But that, for example, the training, the thing that right away exposed people to a different way of looking at the world and each other is vital and should begin immediately.
Maybe you ought to recommend to the Finance Committee that they explore a number of sources for funding.
Well, the National Committee, the PNB's resolution already says that.
Yeah, well, then they should take care of that on the 10th.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we want to go ahead and move to a vote on this resolution?
I move that we do so.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections? Hearing none. Ray, can you go ahead and repeat the motion?
Yes, it's a proposed resolution on funding of the race and nationality policy. It begins, one, funding of the race and nationality policy for the remainder of this year, of this fiscal year, shall come from multiple streams, including but not limited to on-air fundraising. Two, all aspects of the race and nationality policy shall be funded in this fiscal year for immediate implementation and being included in the budget for 2005-06.
Okay. So why don't we go ahead and move to a vote? I'll begin with Ngozi.
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
William?
Abstain.
Okay, and Julie, yes. Okay, the motion carries with four yeses, one of the next item on the agenda is the Blue Ribbon Commission on Affirmative Action and Equality.
Yes. And Rafael and Leslie are going to address that.
Well, the Blue Ribbon Commission on Affirmative Action and Race and Nationality was, I don't have the page numbers here in front of me, but if you glance, the context for it, and it doesn't need the affirmation of this committee. It went to the governance committee, which did affirm it and altered the language somewhat. The main consideration with respect to this committee is that the membership of Blue Ribbon Commission on Affirmative Action and Equality would be identified, at least initially, by the ad hoc National Committee of Inclusion yourselves, and recommended to the PNB with the advice then for the executive director. And so the question is how to begin that process. And one of the parameters that affect what you do here has to do with a relatively short timeline for getting this done, because the commission obviously would make recommendations on affirmative action in the context of Pacifica's governance. And with the bylaws convention process now gearing up and beginning to get underway, and with certain deadlines attendant to that, having that committee established and in a position to make recommendations in time for the bylaws convention is that's the time frame you're operating in. And so there's some urgency with respect to getting it underway. I'll only add from the resolution itself that that the group is to include civil rights attorneys and scholars, anti-racist activists, and legal and cultural leaders of communities of color.
By the way, this is the last item. It's on bottom of page 5 of the documents I sent that included the original resolutions. And for people, by the way, this is, as Rafael said, this was looked at. It was sent, when the board looked at it in January, the board decided to send it to the governance committee. So the governance committee looked at it and sent it to the national board, which adopted it on 4205 in New York. And one of the last resolved in the resolution says that that our role is I shall read it, that the PNB shall establish a Blue Ribbon Commission whose members shall be identified by the ad hoc National Committee of Inclusion and then recommended to the PNB with the advice and input of the executive director. So it would include the kind of individual Rafael talked about, you know, qualified attorneys and anti-racist activists and so on. And among those, it would be our job to identify them and recommend them to the but working together with the executive director.
So basically, Ray, we have a lot of work ahead of us.
Kidding. And unfortunately, we have an executive director that was leaving. So because I was going to suggest that one thing we can do is initiate contact with the executive director. Maybe one or two individuals decide to do so and begin to explore, a list of individuals, see how we can look at it. Maybe we can do that on our own. Clearly, that would require local input also, because we're doing the trust nationally, but the individual we pick live in one of the areas where we have radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, it is not clear here how many individuals, how big the committee would be. I don't know that it matters at this point. Or how it should be, balanced. But clearly, the idea here is to look at issues of diversity when we want to push things legally to be on solid ground, based on research by qualified attorneys and not just attorneys, also activists and people who are community and legal leaders in different communities, and see which way we want to push the envelope and how do we get that process achieved, that very important process.
Okay, are there any questions or comments for Ray? Ray, are you personally going to recruit all the Blue Ribbon members?
Well, I don't know any of them. I don't know most of those who are on the West Coast, for example.
Oh, I'm joking.
No, I'm kidding, too.
Again, I keep circling back to this time factor. Okay, is there any comments or discussion or questions about this?
When are we going to recruit them and how? And what do we tell them when we recruit them?
Can I address that?
Yes, please. Oh, sorry, Julie.
Go for it.
Okay,
we have a free spirit here.
I figured it would be okay. Ambrose, the context in which this arose in part had to do with the struggle that we had around the bylaws and the question of affirmative action back when the bylaws were passed last time. And one of the things that occurred then was that the Supreme Court made a decision on affirmative action that in the Grutter versus Bollinger case, the University of Michigan case,
right,
that altered the terrain around affirmative action fairly dramatically. And the P&B, for various reasons I won't go into, was not in a position, partly because the division, let's just put it that way, was not in a position to investigate the meaning of that University of Michigan decision. And that would be one of the things that would be very important for this commission to do, specifically, to recruit scholars and civil rights attorneys and so on who have some sense of what the meaning of that is and can figure out a way that some of those issues might apply or be legal to apply, for that matter, to the Pacific Network in terms of affirmative action in its governance and in staffing and so on, kind of across the board. What can be done to bring some of those things out and to at least have some minimal background in research, to base those recommendations on. Obviously, we're not looking at full-blown legal reports, but simple recommendations. The involvement of community leaders and so on would be, making recommendations about other things that could be done to diversify the network. And so I think that the goals and the framework kind of establish the kind of people that you're looking for, and that it should be pretty simple to establish the categories anyway in terms of, civil rights attorneys and legal scholars in the field of critical race theory and so on, and then people who have activist experience, et cetera.